Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So whenever I get a history of a patient, you know, you ask for past medical history, their medications, what runs the family. And when I get to allergies, you know, what are you allergic to? And they'll say, my wife, you know. Or I'm allergic to my husband. Or I'm allergic to my partner. And everybody giggles, laugh. But I have picked up for years that there are people that are actually allergic to their partner. And I picked this up because women would come in with vaginal infections. And they'd be like, it hurts, it burns, and I guess I have a yeast infection, give me some medication. And I'm like, well, let's do a culture. There's tons of things that could cause burning down there. Lack of estrogen, an STD, a soap, a perfume, a razor burn, all sorts of things can cause burning down there. And I'm like, also, you could be allergic to latex, a condom. If you have a latex allergy, sex with a condom is not going to be too fun. And you could also be allergic to your partner. What do you mean, allergic to my partner? Well, his semen. You could have an allergy to his semen. Oh, I've never heard of that. I'm like, why not? Why doesn't anybody talk about this? And I had diagnosed a few times women who I think were just allergic to, you know, it's like the Cinderella story. I mean, they have to be just right. They have to fit perfectly. They have to be just right. Oh, no, that's the Goldilocks. Yeah, Cinderella is where, the you know, your foot has to fit the slipper. And the Goldilocks, where it just has to be just right. And so, you know, that's how I think nature, you know, tries to line people up. If you know, the sex works and if it ends up, you know, you're not having these issues, then that's a partner you're going to have. But now with telemedicine, people will call in going, yeah, I got a yeast infection. And I'm like, well, what color is your discharge? I don't have discharge. But I know it's because, you know, I get it every time after sex. Or it's a UTI. I get it every time after sex, I burn. It could probably be a hypersensitivity to the semen. So we're just going to quickly talk about semen allergies. Apparently, human seminal plasma hypersensitivity. That's what they call it. Human seminal plasma, as opposed to being allergic to a rhinoceros's semen. It's called HSP. It could affect 1 in 40,000 women. It could also affect men. Men could be allergic to their own sperm and semen. And so what's interesting is they're like, well, what is in it? You know, there's fructose, there's glucose, there's vitamins, there's a whole bunch of things in there. But they think it's the PSA, the prostatic-specific antigen. Now, PSA is what you get a blood test for when they're trying to identify if you have prostate cancer or prostatitis. It elevates. And so these are things that could possibly trigger, the antigen could be what's triggering the hypersensitivity reaction. So it's a protein. These could trigger a immune response from somebody exposed to it. Now, how could you mitigate it? Well, one way we diagnose it is we go, you know what? When you use a condom, do you notice it more? You know, if the semen doesn't touch you, do you have a reaction? So, you know, it's a very simple way to kind of figure this out without doing a bunch of expensive testing. Now, another thing, now some of you are like, well, that sucks. What if you're married and you're getting more and more alert? I mean, what do you do? How do you have babies? What do you do? Well, there is a way to desensitize. You know how we do allergy shots where we slowly try to desensitize your body to, you know, pollen or to, you know, bee stings or things like that. They could do this there is human desensitization things you could do. So what is it? How do you diagnose an allergy? How do you know? Well, you're going to have burning in the area. You're going to have redness. You're going to have pain with sex. But you're not necessarily going to have discharge. You could have discharge. Sometimes you could also get itching and hives. And there was a case where a man had fatigue. Every time he had sex, he got really tired afterwards. Now, a lot of us are like, oh, yeah, well, you know, you fall asleep. But this was different. And they diagnosed him with having an allergy to his own semen. Now, severe allergies can result in anaphylaxis. That's where you have trouble breathing, dizziness, rapid heart rate, hives, low blood pressure, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, chest pain. It's bad. So why is this happening? Well, your body just doesn't like something it's being exposed to. So the body tries to protect itself. And it reacts. And it triggers histamine from the basophils, or it triggers, you know, this reaction such that your body tries to prevent you from getting exposed to it again. Now, but again, it's one of those things where, well, you know, if you're exposed to this, then how are you going to later get pregnant? So like I said, there's some ways they could do it. But just kind of to just recap, let me just give you the scoop on semen and sperm. Sperm is made in the seminiferous tubules within the testes, which is why don't be always kicking guys in the, you know, in the huevos, because, I mean, those are future babies in there. Once formed, the sperms travel to the epididymis, they mature, they get stored. During ejaculation or climaxing, the mature sperm, the seniors, they're like, you're a freshman, you stay. No, I want to go too. No, you stay. The mature sperm travel from the epididymis through the vas. The vas deferens is more of a conduit to an ampulla. It meets seminal fluid produced by seminal vesicles of the prostate and the bulbo urethral glands, and then the combination of this fluid and the sperm becomes semen. Everything has to be in a water sort of base or surrounding. So semen has water, sugars like fructose and glucose, prostaglandins, citric acid, enzymes, sperm, vitamins, minerals, because it's got to keep the sperm alive, calcium, magnesium, potassium, zinc, protein, vitamin C. It almost sounds like a COVID cocktail. But, oh, my gosh, can you imagine? Can you imagine them using sperm treatments for COVID? Oh, that's going to be crazy stuff. Like a sperm. They're going to accuse me of being like Trump, where I'm saying to do something, but I'm not. But imagine like a nasal preparation or an oral preparation of something semen-like. That'll be crazy. But anyway, vitamin C, protein, zinc, potassium, magnesium, etc. And so when we do like sperm counts, we look at the volume, because there has to be a good amount of volume, the concentration of the sperm, if they can move, their shape, the liquefaction, because you don't want it too thick, too thin, and then, of course, the color, if it's like reddish or brown. So, if you have issues, you know, definitely get that checked out. Just don't say, oh, yeah, I need more yeast cream. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts. And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app.
Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the card? Yes! The Royal Flush!
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Please thank you, each of you, for listening, because honestly, you guys have, you know, much better things to do, and the fact that you listen to our show is so appreciative. And big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show work, and Daniel, of course, making it work every single day. So I know some of you have reached out about the swastikas at the trucker convoy. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen those. I think there was one picture. There's a gentleman in brown. Is that the picture that everybody keeps seeing? That there was this one idiot walking around with a swastika? I haven't seen it. I don't know. I apologize. But Justin Trudeau is accusing anybody who is supporting this trucker convoy as standing with people who wave swastikas. Now, there was this heated exchange in the House of Commons. It's interesting. When you see Parliament in UK and the House of Commons in Canada, they were much more calm in Congress. When we have our back and forth discussions. I mean, it looks like it's bloody and it's a blood sport, but actually things get a little bit more heated in other countries. But apparently Prime Minister Justin Trudeau accused conservative MPs that are sympathetic to the trucker convoy of standing with people who wave swastikas. And this is what I cannot stand about politics. This is something that just really drives me through a wall. You can't, if everybody in politics makes you, you know, be all or nothing. Meaning, you know, if you, like, for example, if somebody donated to the Give, Send, Go, which I think Give, Send, Go is already close to $10 million in terms of, and now I think there's another fundraising site, you know, for the truckers. So if somebody saw them feed the homeless and they have family members, you know, who are truckers and understand that these truckers, they just don't make enough money as it is, and they're probably going to be fired. And so they're like, look, you know what? You know, you're out there feeding the homeless. You're doing that. You know, let me give you a little money, you know, so you can buy food and water. And then somebody accuses them of being insurrectionists. In fact, remember when they did that Frozen video and they were saying, look, you guys are the same people that donated to the insurrection. I don't remember there being a fundraising site for the January 6th, you know, storming of the Capitol. I could be wrong. So I don't know what the hell they're talking about. And then we found out that 60% of the donors were Canadians. So now you're saying Canada sponsored the January 6th riots? What the hell is everybody talking about? And so here, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau should know better. Just because somebody is supporting a trucker's decision to choose his freedom of choice doesn't mean they stand with the Nazi Party. And I hate when people do that. They try to make it sound like you're sexist, racist, anti-Semitic, and you're like, look, I love our truckers. They keep our food on our table. So it's dirty politics. It's really dirty politics. And it shows he's getting desperate. He doesn't have to be. You guys, you know, Omicron's going down. We have new data on vaccines versus vaccinated versus unvaccinated. Many of you truckers actually got vaccinated. You know, so why don't we, you know, have some considerations on, rather than mandates on, you know, workplace vaccines and things like that. I mean, there's room to go, but no, it's not happening. And so there was a question from conservative MP Melissa Lantzman, we're being told, who is Jewish. Lantzman, the MP for the Toronto area riding of Thornhill, said Trudeau fans the flames of an unjustified national emergency. And she said, when did the Prime Minister lose his way? And he said conservative party members can stand with people who wave swastikas. They can stand with people who wave the Confederate flag. We will choose to stand with Canadians who deserve to be able to get their jobs, to be able to get their lives back. These illegal protests need to stop, and they will. So, again, I haven't seen if you guys have that picture or if you know where for me to look, I'd like to look. You know, but, I mean, there are people that run around with swastikas all the time. I just think to myself, they have no idea what the hell they're honoring, and they're pieces of work. But, I mean, you know what? That has, to me, nothing to do with what's going on with the trucker convoy. And so, you know, people kind of ask, where did this all start? So from what I understand, in November, Justin Trudeau's government announced that if you want to avoid a 14-day quarantine, that this is why Americans got involved. If you want to avoid being put in quarantine when you come to the country for 14 days, whether you're American or Canadian, you have to be double vaccinated by January 15th. Not last January 15th, but this January 15th. So we're talking with the same vaccine of the virus that's already a few years old, not a new and improved vaccine. If you want to come into Canada to do your job, you have to be double vaccinated. Well, if not, you need to be stuck for 14 days or 2 weeks in a hotel. And, you know, these quarantines have been going on for a while. And so to protest the mandate, a few hundred truckers that were driving, you know, some, you know, real big trucks, right? There were also pickup trucks, etc. They decided to drive across Canada and come to Ottawa. And when they were there, obviously it gummed up roads, things like that, and it shut down the downtown core. The protest grew very popular because this not only affects Canadians, it affects American truckers, And just when you're a trucker, it's a trucker family. And so then, you know, while they're there, they honk their horns. They got noisy. Did anybody shoot people? Did anybody rape or riot or break into any stores and loot? No. They had an encampment. They fed the homeless. Wave flags. It aggravated local residents. And I understand why people were ticked. You know, and then it took it a step further. Then they started to block the Ambassador Bridge, the Canadian border with Detroit. There were multiple other border crossings with Montana, North Dakota, and Minnesota. And so Trudeau's government got the bridges open, but then Trudeau was able to get emergency powers, allowing his federal government to ban public assembly, freeze the bank accounts of protesters that threatened national security. And this was after Biden had called Trudeau, telling him to get his, you know, house in order because it's messing with Detroit, you know, car manufacturers and things like that. So the Ontario provincial government declared emergency measures last week, six-figure fines, jail time for blocking traffic. And so it's just kind of, and, you know, a lot of these truckers are still pretty, you know, pretty gutsy. And they're still kind of holding their own. Tamara Lick, she's the one that set up the GoFundMe or the GoSendMe account when GoFundMe stopped fundraising site and wouldn't give them their money. So GoSendGo, GiveSendGo, started a site. She had set that up, and she says there's a pretty good chance that she's going to be hauled off to jail. And she says, "I'm ready and I'm not afraid." She has refused media interviews, but she did address her supporters on an emotional video. She said, "I'll probably be going somewhere tomorrow where I'll be getting 3 square meals a day, and that's okay." And, it almost kind of was a little like, you know, farewell sort of thing. And you know, she had, she actually had asked that they show respect. She said, you know, apparently there's a lot of signs and flags. And remember, Canadians are really cordial. Apparently there's signs that say blank with the F word, Trudeau. Or remember truck Fudo? Remember those signs? Right. She said, "Just remember he has 3 kids just like me." So apparently she expects to go to jail today. We'll find out, you know, what's happening with that. And, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, they're not asking for something unreasonable. And I get, Canada has a right to protect their borders. I get that. You know, I mean, we all have a right to protect our borders. Some of us countries, we don't protect our borders and we don't realize the sanctity of it. But if Canada doesn't want people bringing in viruses, you know, or bringing in, you know, that they're allowed to do that. It's just there needs to be some consistency. And now that there's proof that vaccinated people are carrying the virus too, then you have to rethink your mandates. You have to rethink, you know, because otherwise you're discriminating not based on science. If vaccinated people can get sick, pass it along to people, carry the same viral load, and that's what the studies have shown time and time again, you need to kind of take it down a notch. And they already have a supply chain crisis. And the funny thing is the majority of those truckers are vaccinated. But they're trying to protect those that are going to lose their jobs. Do you really have to cause people to lose their jobs? So we'll see what happens with this. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know where it's going to go. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Republicans in the Florida House of Representatives approved a ban on abortions after 15 weeks, moving to tighten access to the procedure ahead of the U.S. Supreme Court decision that could limit abortion rights in America. The GOP-controlled House passed the 15-week abortion ban after several hours of debate between Democrats, who said the measure would impose an unnecessary burden on women, and Republicans, who say they were protecting the unborn. Republicans in several state legislatures are now moving to place new restrictions on abortion after the U.S. Supreme Court signaled it will uphold the Mississippi law prohibiting abortions after 15 weeks and potentially overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. Mudslides that swept away homes and cars in the Brazilian city of Petropolis have killed over 105 people, according to Rio de Janeiro's state government. But even as families prepare to bury their dead, it's still unclear how many bodies remain trapped. This is USA Radio News. A U.S. and Iran nuclear deal is getting closer, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Talks in Vienna to revive the U.S.-Iranian nuclear deal are nearing their conclusion. Iran's chief nuclear negotiator, Ali Khani, said on Wednesday that the parties are closer than ever to reaching a deal. Despite the growing opposition in Washington, a morning consult poll released on Wednesday showed that 53% backed the original JCPOA agreement. I'm Lance Pry.
The family of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer killed on the set of the movie Rust last fall, has now filed a wrongful death lawsuit against actor Alec Baldwin, the film's production companies, its producers, and other key members of the crew. Hutchins was fatally shot last October during a rehearsal for a scene in the film, which was being shot near Santa Fe, New Mexico. The family alleges that Baldwin and others charged with the safety on the set violated numerous industry standards. The suit also claims the production companies and producers cut corners and chose to hire the cheapest crew available. This is USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love the ocean. I think the ocean is very, very cool. I have snorkeled. I've scuba dove. I learned how to scuba dive. I've been certified. But I am a little nervous about sharks, and it's interesting because when you do learn about, how to appreciate and how to, kind of deal in a world that you're not really supposed to be in. We're not supposed to be in the water. We're supposed to be, we're supposed to kind of be on land, let the fish be in the water, let the fish do their thing. There's a respect. You need to respect the coral. You need to respect the fish. You need to respect, the sharks. And so we learn, okay, there's sharks, and if there is a shark, don't go after it. Let it swim by. And I have swum by sharks. Sadly, though, when a shark is hungry or if they feel threatened, they even though you aren't the meatiest thing, they will kill you. And a swimmer was killed by a shark. This was in Sydney. And it looked like he was a dive instructor. You could see him kind of swimming around. I think he was just snorkeling at the time. Because you watch him, he was kind of near, he wasn't really that far out into sea. You could see somebody fishing nearby, so he wasn't that far deep. But sadly, you see this big, huge shark, and then you see it go after him. Police said they recovered human remains in the water. Emergency crews responded to reports of a great white shark at the Bukon Point in Malabar. This is about 4:30 p.m. local time. And the shark was thrashing around as the waves then all of a sudden turned red. And you heard somebody go, somebody just got eaten by a shark. The shark is a big, great white. It's insane. That's what people were yelling. And then a police officer said footage clearly shows half a body, being eaten by a shark. And it's just horrifying because this is somebody who respects the water. He respects the sharks. And all he was doing was swimming. This attack was reportedly the first shark fatality in Sydney since 1963. So the person had suffered catastrophic injuries as a result of the attack, and there was nothing paramedics could do when we arrived on the scene. According to Chris Linto, a witness told Nine News that the beast attacked the swimmer vertically. We heard a yell, turned around, and looked like a car had landed in the water. A big splash, then the shark was chomping at the body. And sadly, there was blood everywhere. So we're finding out that he was a scuba dive instructor. And like I said, it just kind of blows my mind because it's, you know, these are people that are, you know, pretty well aware. They also have knives on them. They have, you know, they do have some meat, you know, like you kind of, you know, hit their eye. If you are being attacked, go for their eyes, you know, things like that. And let me see if I wrote something on this. You don't want to, panic them. You want to slowly move. You don't want to start kicking and fraying you don't want to turn your back on them. What you want to do is you actually want to stay calm. You want to keep your eyes on it. Don't block the shark's path, right? If you say, you know, you're between the shark and open ocean, try and get out of the way. You know, I know it's scary, but, you know, you are going to have to play defense. You're not going to be able to outrun or outswim a shark. It's just not going to happen. Don't turn your back on it. You've got to look at its eyes. You have to be there. You got to get into a defensive position. Obviously try to get to the shore. Closer you get to the shore, the better, you know. And then if there's two of you, try to be back to back. Now, the gills are sensitive spots with the shark and the eye. And so if there's a way you can, you know, get his eye or her, you know, if you have a spear gun or pole or a knife on you, see, it's funny. You know, when you scuba dive, you have all sorts of weapons on you. You have all sorts of things on you. But when you snorkel, we don't. That always blows my mind. You know, we'll be sitting there in our bathing suit and we'll look all cute and we'll do selfies and we have nothing to protect ourselves. And so yet most scuba divers, they have a knife or something. And then try to, you know, if you can hit the gills, like if it's, so a lot of times it'll swim around you. You know, sometimes you just don't notice and there's like a little, you're like, well, something just hit my leg and it doesn't feel, it feels like something brushed against your leg and then all of a sudden you realize you got bit. And then you bleed and then it comes around. So if it swims to the side, maybe you could get its gills, you know, try to use your nails. If there's a rock nearby, use a rock. I mean, if you're able to stand and you're able to get something underneath, you know, aim for the eyes, gill, snout. And then just try to keep fighting, scream, you know, sometimes, you know, a boat nearby or other people might kind of cause a distraction. And then, you got to get the hell out of there. It doesn't matter if it's a little bite. You have got to get all shark bites looked at. Don't mess with any of them. Stingrays, things like that. A lot of people, they just kind of, you know, blow it off and, no. So, you know, it's a shame this happened. Sadly, it does. We're going to see more shark attacks, you know, as, you know, changes, you know, with climate happen. I mean, I believe there is climate change. I just don't know how convinced I am that my hamburger is causing it, but we are noticing shifts in weather patterns and warm waters in oceans, and so there is going to be, if you're like, oh, there hasn't been a tiger, when I hear people go, there hasn't been a tiger attack here in 40 years, well, that doesn't mean anything. Things change. Things, you know, shift. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we still have a ban on Mexican avocados. Have you guys been following this? So right before the Super Bowl, and that was a pretty cute commercial that the Super Bowl had with the tailgate and the Mexican avocados, the Michoacan, the state of Michoacan, has is where we get, I guess, all of our Mexican avocados. I think it's the only state that's allowed to export the avocado fruit, and it's a fruit, to the U.S. Well, if you remember, one of the inspectors, I guess one of the American inspectors, was threatened, and obviously threatened with his life. So the U.S. said, well, then if we can't inspect, then we're not going to take your avocados. And so the U.S. still has not lifted a ban. Representatives from the two countries spent 3 hours in a meeting trying to reopen imports as Mexico stands to lose $70 million worth of produce. Well, the cartel is in Michoacán. The cartel, we believe, has gotten involved. And so if Mexico wants the money, they're going to have to get some control over the cartel. So in a bid to save more than 25,000 tons of avocados waiting to be shipped, officials from Michoacán met with the USDA and U.S. Embassy representatives Wednesday to outline the creation of a new investigation and security unit to guarantee the safety of the more than 70 U.S. health inspectors who actually work in the avocado facilities. I would get them out now. I'm just now of the thought that things are going to be going down all over the world. Get them out. The Americans noted that there is willingness to work from all the actors and authorities. No date was given for the resumption. However, they said that they would work immediately to give the answer. So according to the Group Council of Agriculture Merchants, they examined Mexican agricultural business. Michoacán could lose $12 to $14 million every single day. So there was a death threat to an American health inspector by Mexican cartel members. They demanded he sign off on their black market batch of avocados, quote unquote, according to Mexican outlets. And he said, hell no. Alfredo Ramirez Bedoya, governor of Michoacán, he said, working together with the Mexican Association of Producers, Packers, and Exporters of Avocado, presented a new safety plan. I'd like to know what the new safety plan is, because I, you know, if you know how to protect us from the cartel, don't you think that safety plan would have been in place for a long, long time? So we're going to not have a lot of avocados lately. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Nima writes, watch, they're going to blame the Ukraine. They're going to blame the Ukraine-Russia potential invasion on COVID. I don't think they're going to blame it on COVID, but don't think COVID is not in the news and not going to play a part, because get this. There's a headline that says the World Health Organization of Europe wants to warn us that COVID is rising in the East, especially in Russia and the Ukraine. So, yes, COVID will play a role, and I'm sure there is going to be some talk of wearing masks during the invasion. But the head of the World Health Organization Europe's office said Tuesday that health officials are turning their attention to growing rates of COVID-19 infection in Eastern Europe, where six countries, including Russia and Ukraine, have seen a doubling in case counts over the last 2 weeks. Now, I know some of you are like, isn't there bigger fish to fry? Isn't there bigger health issues? I find this intriguing because we usually go from east to west, right? So, Asia had Omicron. We saw it in Africa, then went to Europe. UK dealt with Omicron. Then we dealt with Omicron. All right, the next wave is going to be something else that's new. But I find it interesting that we have a surge in Russia and Ukraine. Wouldn't they be already done? The other thing I also find interesting is the doubling of case counts. One of the reasons why we also have high case counts and some of the reasons why the cases still are high, well, one is it just we keep feeling sick. I mean, you know, the cough lasts for weeks. But it's because we have all these tests, and we're testing, and we're testing to go back to work. Ukraine's a little distracted right now. Russia's a little distracted. So I don't think they have a robust testing protocol in order to, you know, well, if you want to go to the movies or you want to go and see the Raiders play at Allegiant Stadium, you have to show a negative test. I don't think they're doing that. So that means I really do believe that they are having more of an outbreak. Dr. Hans Kluge said the 53-country region of Eastern Europe stretches to former Soviet republics of Central Asia, has now 165 million confirmed coronavirus cases, 1.8 million deaths linked to the pandemic. 25,000 deaths happened just last week. So in addition to their hospitals being overwhelmed with possible war, they're still dealing with COVID. Not to mention, we don't want our troops, you know, having to get this again. I mean, Omicron kicked our butts, especially those of us vaccinated, too. We felt it as well. So we kind of don't want, you know, we don't want a whole nother COVID outbreak in the midst of all this, and it looks like there is. So they say today our focus is towards the east of the World Health Organization European region. They say over the past 2 weeks, cases of COVID-19 have more than doubled in Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Georgia, Russian Federation, and Ukraine. Omicron wave is moving east. 10 eastern member states have now detected the variant. So I don't know. It's weird because usually it goes from east to west, a lot of these things. So I find it kind of interesting. Unless it's a different strain or unless it's just it comes back. So I am kind of a little confused. So they want to improve vaccination rates. Apparently Eastern Europe has kind of lagged compared to the rest of the region. Less than 40% of people over age 60 in Bosnia, Bulgaria, Kyrgyzstan, Ukraine, Uzbekistan have completed a full series. So less than 40%. And one of the reasons for that is they don't have access to it. And you have some of the more, you know, wealthier, you know, countries, you know, going back and forth on third shot, fourth shot. And, you know, as I see it, if you don't want your shot, donate it to these other people. He called on governments and health officials to closely examine local reasons influencing lower vaccine demand and acceptance, devise tailored interventions to increase vaccination rates urgently based on the context-specific evidence. I agree with that. The last thing they need right now is more COVID and more hospitalizations. So hopefully that gets addressed. Now, I don't know if you guys saw this. Did you see this woman in China that was chained up in a small rural village? There's a video, and apparently it was made by somebody who was trying to, you know, raise money for, you know, many of the underserved and poor in rural China. And according to NPR, the video starts cheerfully, upbeat music, and then the phone camera pans to a disheveled woman who's mumbling incoherently. She's also shivering, and you see her chained from her neck to a wall inside a shed with no door. And we're like, who chained her? What's going on? A vlogger was trying to raise internet donations for them, and he posted a video on January 28th on Douyin, which is the Chinese version of TikTok. It's now gotten about 1.97 billion clicks on multiple social media platforms, and it obviously sparked public outrage. We're like, what the hell's going on? And apparently there is human trafficking, which we've sadly been aware of. And there's been, and, you know, some people, that's how they also treat their domestic partners. They chain them so they can't leave. And they can't, you know, when you're being abused, when you're, you know, you don't want to be in that, you know, relationship anymore, they chain you. I mean, there's a whole variety of things that happen. And so people want to know where, you know, what the backstory is. Apparently the same day the video came out, officials in Fane County, where the woman lives, did release a statement. They said her name is Yang. She had been tied up because of her violent fits, and she had married a man named Dong in 1998, and they have 8 children together. So, this is also concerning because people are wondering, how did she give birth to 8 children when they have such strict national birth policies? Up until 2016, families were restricted to only 1 child. So, was she a bride sold under fraud, coercion? Is she abused, trafficked? You know, what's going on? And so, obviously, you can't believe anything coming out of the country. So, it's concerns. It's just concerning. And it just kind of shows you, you know, what happens, why trafficking persists, how people could be in relationships and they can't get out. And it also shows that if let's say we take it for what they're saying. If somebody has a mental illness, you don't chain them up. And people have chained up kids with autism, chained up people with schizophrenia. I mean, yeah, you know, in America, we have therapy, we have medications. We, you know, very rarely, you know, in psychiatric hospitals might have to use restraints if we think they are going to be at risk to themselves or others. But in you know, some of these other countries, especially in poor areas, they might just, okay, if they have mental illness, just chain them so they can't hurt themselves, hurt others. That's cruel. Also cruel, did you see about this little girl that has been missing for more than 2 years, Paisley Schultes? Apparently, police had gone up and down the basement stairs several times while searching a home in Saugerties, New York, and they found her. An hour and a half into the search, one detective took a closer look at the wooden staircase. He couldn't put his finger on it, but there was something about the staircase that bothered him. They pointed the flashlight at the spot where the stair met the riser, and they saw what they believed was a blanket. The police disassembled the staircase, and they found the baby girl. They could see her feet. It was Paisley. She was hidden under the staircase with her non-custodial mother, huddled in a nest of pillows, blankets. How she breathed, I don't know. It was dark and wet. Now she's safe. She has been returned to her legal guardian, reunited with her older sister, but many people want to know what the hell happened. So, good job for these first responders. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.